WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a Manic Monday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Man, oh man, coming off the holiday weekend, we have lots and lots to get into over the course of the next couple of hours. We love hearing from you as well. If you want to chime in on absolutely anything from over the weekend, or for that matter, in the upcoming week, give us a ring at 814-954-7266.
All right, we got a busy show. We got a busy week. All right, in more ways than one. Of course, it's Arts Festival Week.
Yeah, it is.
All right, the Downtown Festival and the People's Choice out at the Grange Fairgrounds. Oh, my gosh, all this stuff. Well, the good news here is I see you survived the firecracker 40-mile marathon and a half or whatever that was.
Completed my first ever 40-mile run. They kept... there were several folks up there that were not willing to admit just how long of a race it actually was. Folks not aware that a kilometer is 10 miles is the conversion there. The first probably 8-mile stretch, which goes from Curtin Road at Beaver Stadium down to the outdoor track. That 8-mile stretch of road there was yeah, pretty easy, all things considered. I was basically downhill. From there on, it was a grueling hell, is what it was for yours truly on the 4th of July. Here is the – this is what I want to know. Why can we not – do the State College Spikes, you see, were willing and able to adapt to the situation. And far be it for me, I've never organized a 4K race like this, but Firecracker 4K organizers, if you are listening this morning, I want you to listen up.
Oh boy.
And take a note.
Okay.
A page from the notebook, if you will, of the State College Spikes. Because what happened was, and I think this would have been brilliantly executed, a chance to have been brilliantly executed by the Firecracker 4K organizers, but they blew the opportunity.
Oh.
Now, what happened here, on Thursday night, we went up to, we being my family, my wife, my kiddo, and yours truly, went up to the State College Spikes game. And we had a grand old time. Fun game, lots of fun activities. The amazing Tyler really is amazing. Dude is balancing wheelbarrows and ladders and sunglasses and Gatorade bottles with a full beer on top of the Gatorade bottle, all on his nose. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how you learn that you have that skill. It was amazing. The other thing that they were doing between innings, besides the amazing Tyler, and man, I'm telling you, that dude is amazing. He's appropriately named. They did the Great American Baby Races.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the first race was especially entertaining because they had a couple of infants. These are, you know, very young human beings.
Not walking.
So young, yes, that they don't walk yet. So the idea is we'll set the babies over here at a line, and maybe they had it about 20 yards, or if you use the conversion charts that I do for the Firecracker 4K,
here we go.
These babies had to crawl about 2 miles.
2 miles.
In the, well, it's the basic conversion. So the first race was especially amusing because they're like, all right, and go. And both babies just sat.
And
the moms were like, come here, come here. And they're like, oh, you're so cute, Mom. I see you over there. And they just sat. And
there.
It's like, come on, one of you, just like, take a movement forward. Nope, we're just sitting here. And so they moved the finish line closer and closer. They're like the spikes. You see, they're thinking on their feet. They're like, well, the babies are never going to get here. So we'll move the finish line to them. And eventually one of the babies like reached out and was, hey!
Touched the line.
Touched the line. Now, the Firecracker 4K never said to themselves, poor Ironhead here, he's never going to make it to this finish line. Like, people have other activities I got to get to. Why not move the finish line, like, down Curtin Road, closer to the creamery, you know, just like they did with the baby, right? No. Nobody smart enough with the Firecracker 4K to think to themselves, dude is basically just standing here, is in essence what is happening out on the course. Let's move the finish line toward the dear Ironhead. Again, just poor.
That's cruel.
Poor execution on the part of the. And again, I'm sorry to be so harsh and critical. I know a lot of people put a lot of work into it, but folks, next year, I mean, think about it. Now, the other part of it was, I actually did end up feeling pretty good about myself because it was basically a photo finish between me. The winner was just under 12 minutes.
Wow.
I was told.
40 miles. 12 minutes.
Yeah, amazing pace. I think that's like a world record
pace. That's incredible.
Or yes.
It must be, yes.
So I demanded to see a photo to see because I thought I might have won it. At the end, and they're like, well, here's the photo. They had an overhead photo, and it turns out the winner did edge me by, it was about 20 minutes at the finish line. Roughly.
Okay.
So, and the photo does clear. That's the thing, when you get a good photo, a good instant photo, like, okay, see, this is the winner. And this is you, Ironhead. You're running up past the track there. That's you. I'm like, all right. I see the photo evidence. You're right. It is clear now that I did not win.
No.
Technically, I guess, win the race. So those were just a few observations, suggestions for next year, dear race organizers. Maybe after those show offs. Oh, look at me. I can run it in 12 minutes. Once they get across the line, maybe just start moving that finish line up Curtin Road a little bit. Maybe right around the creamery would be a good place.
For
us to finish up. Just a thought.
Okay.
I thought the spikes executed their game plan and made the adjustment brilliantly on Thursday night.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed this.
Oh, yes. Oh. It was quite the weekend.
It was quite the event. Okay. There we go. Okay. Friends, let's see. Yeah, we got a busy show today. We actually have two guests today. All right. Our friend Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, will join us later next hour. Talk about weather for Arts Festival Week this week. And I got to ask Joe for his opinion. What the heck happened in Texas a few days ago? Holy mackerel. I mean, wow. And Joe's got Texas connections, so he sort of knows the neighborhood,
yes,
if you will.
Yep.
So we're going to talk to Joe about that. That's later next hour.
Yep.
Now, later this hour, all right, my buddy here finished the 40-mile run or whatever.
It was amazing.
So there's another upcoming event. I know you're all giddy about this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
Now this is a little more up my alley, I feel like.
Yes, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
John Schaefer from Antifragile Brewing is going to join us later this hour to talk about the Brewers Fest, which, what, you're already signed up.
I always wondered what happened to John after he quarterbacked the Nittany Lions to the national championship. It was a brilliant couple of seasons.
No, it's a
holding
different guy.
Off Matt Kisner. What?
Different guy.
Oh.
Matt Kisner had nothing to do with it.
I'll be a son of a gun.
So John's going to join us later this hour, okay? And then later this week, I don't know, maybe we should call this political week because obviously, if you followed news in the last few days, oh my gosh, I mean, tons and tons and tons of stories. This is interesting. So write this down. Wednesday, our friend Stephen Caruso from Spotlight PA is going to join us. He's been with us a number of times. Stephen covers state government down in Harrisburg. No, they haven't passed a state budget yet. We're still waiting. So Stephen's going to fill us in on state stuff on Wednesday. Thursday, local Congressman Glenn Thompson's going to rejoin us for one main reason. We're going to talk about the Big Beautiful Bill, which is now Big Beautiful Bill Act, because it's now a law. All right? And that's got everybody all wound up. So the congressman is going to join us on Thursday. And then on Friday, County Commissioner Mark Higgins is going to join us. We're going to talk over county issues. We've got a number of those. So, folks, think about it. We got local, we got state, we got federal, all covered for you this week. Holy mackerel. It's political week. All right? So we've got a action-packed week just for you. So don't change your channel or whatever. All right? So while you were doing the 40-mile run.
Yes.
All right. Maybe you missed this. I mean, this was big news, at least on Friday. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. All right. The grand champion, Joey Chestnut, was back. And, of course, he won the doggone thing.
Well, yeah.
No surprise. So he gets the mustard belt. Mustard belt. Okay. He also got $10,000. Now, I think, they always get money for this thing, didn't they? All right. So he got $10,000. The women's champion was Mickey Sudo. She got $10,000. Now, again, I didn't watch this on TV because I almost consider this obscene. This is a 10-minute eating contest. Coney Island. I've never been to Coney Island. I want to go to Coney Island sometime. 10-minute eating contest. Now, maybe you know, because you probably follow this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How many hot dogs did Joey Chestnut eat in 10 minutes?
It was a little disappointing. He was really hoping to set the record, and I think the conditions just were not ideal. So he settled for a disappointing 70 and one half hot dogs.
Very good.
Not just 70. He got 70 and one half hot dogs consumed in the 10 minutes.
And that's hot dogs and buns.
That is correct.
70 and a half. 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I do wonder if you did just a hot dog eating contest and removed the buns from the equation, how many more? Because the bread, I mean, that is a lot of bread. If
that's
you think
a lot
about
of bread.
That.
Yeah.
Like, that is 70 and a half rolls. that part is actually probably more amazing. But I wonder if they would do just some time, hey, forget the buns. We just want to see how many hot dogs, how much of the meat you can consume. Right, he'd be over 100.
I think
he'd be over 100.
Where, I mean, if you've seen Joey Chestnut, he's not a big guy.
No.
Not like a offensive lineman or something. He's not a big guy. And, of course, the question is, where on earth do those hot dogs go?
Well,
where do they go?
Ultimately.
I just almost get physically ill just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Now, again, I didn't watch this gig on Friday. All right, so they have the contest.
Kind of an American doesn't watch the famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Let me go back to the physically ill part,
okay? Come on, man.
Now, the women's winner was Mickey Sudo, and I believe she had just 33 hot dogs.
Yeah.
Which is still, that's a lot of hot dogs. All right? Joey Chestnut blew that away times two. Now, I guess this was what, noon on Friday. All right, so it's only 10 minutes. So 10 minutes. Then you declare the winner. Everybody cheers. Yay! Then it's all done. Does Joey, like, go backstage and then... What does he do? I'm just trying to figure out. There's no way.
33 number, by the way, it is actually very impressive because there were only seven men that topped the 33 hot dogs consumed in 10 minute mark.
Not surprised.
So that is, you know, Joey Chestnut just blows everybody away. The next closest competitor was like 24 hot dogs behind.
Yeah.
And that's the way this is every year. It's if it wasn't for Joey Chestnut, like 50 hot dogs would be considered just crazy. It is considered crazy good, but it's like, well, that nobody could possibly eat more than about that. I mean, Chestnut has so obliterated the record and the way we think about eating contests. For those of us that think about eating contests.
How does he do it? That's what I don't understand.
It's magic.
Magic.
It's American magic is what it is. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I can eat more hot dogs than that. I love hot dogs.
Oh, is that right?
I'm in it next year. There's no doubt.
In 10 minutes. I could eat more over the course of the summer.
That would be, that's an average of seven dogs a minute.
Yeah, it's
got to be bonkers. Nathan.
So you're eating a dog every less than 10 seconds.
And bun. I mean, that is the part that it just, when you stop and think about that, it's how do you possibly consume that much bread?
Yeah, seriously, I don't know. Yeah, I could do it without the bread, but with the bread now. No, it's got to be nice. Listen, you don't want to go to Coney Island now. It's a mess. Democrats have destroyed it. But when I was a kid, I went. I went 2 years ago. It was okay. But, you got to go just to say you've been to Coney Island.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Incredible Mr. Limpet?
Oh, boy. Many, 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 many years ago.
My favorite movie of all time. I love that movie.
Okay.
It was the first time they transformed it from real life into a cartoon. And it's just, you know, how can you beat Don Knox? But he changed it because he went to Coney Island. And it was just so cool. Listen, you want to hear a little bit about the Big Beautiful Bill? And don't be hoodwinked by anyone lying, because anyone that gets free money from the government that doesn't want to work who can is going to bellyache. Because the money's been a drug for years in this country. $38 trillion in debt, we can't do it. So I just pulled this out. I don't want to bore you, but here's a couple of salient points of the Big Beautiful Bill.
Okay.
I'm going to read it here. Extra 5,000 in Americans' pockets, double-digit percentage increase. Americans earning $30,000 to $80,000 will pay 15% less in taxes. How about that? Raises the take-home pay, 13,000 wages as much as 11,600. Largest tax cut ever. No tax on tips. No tax on overtime. Liberals don't like that, man. Listen, if Democrats had their way, and trust me, they would take 100% of your paycheck and determine where that money should go. That's how crazy these people are. Finishes the border, that is. Increases the child tax credit to $2,500 per family. Ends abuse of Medicaid and Medicare fraud. 1.4 million illegals, criminals, that's what you are when you cross without permission, you're going to be pushed off it. Eliminates hundreds of billions in the new green scam deal. That's the big thing. Planned Murderhood, these criminal murderers at Planned Parenthood, are going to lose $1 billion. Mm-hmm. They can't use your money and my money to murder unborn babies anymore. There's so much more. This is a great, it doesn't cut enough, in my opinion, but it's a great start. Don't let them lie to you. I know you're going to have your facts in front of you because they're prevaricators. Now they're blaming Trump for the flood in Texas, which has nothing to do with the Weather Service. Joe Bastardi will tell you that. They've had flooding issues there for years. And maybe if we stop giving our money away and give it to illegal aliens, we can shore up dams and shore up the infrastructure of this country that's turning to crap because we spend our money where we shouldn't be spending it. Argue against that.
Okay.
Well, tune in on Thursday when Congressman Thompson joins us. I'm sure you'll love the interview.
Is he a communist? Is he a Democrat?
No, he's a Republican, actually.
GT's okay, pretty straight thinking.
Not a communist, no.
Okay, is he conservative or is he a rhino?
He's conservative. Yeah, GT's pretty.
Got to get out the titles.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what you need to do? You guys, I'm going to give you a little tip here. Why don't you buy some, like, rhino figurines? And every time you get a rhino in there, just give it to him. Here you go.
No.
Just a little treat from us to you. Yes.
Right. Yeah, I don't care who you are. That's funny.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, as always, for the phone call. Phone line will be open after our next segment, once again, for the third segment this morning.
Well, fourth segment, because John's going to join us third segment.
Oh, he's joining us third segment.
Yeah, he's going to join us at 8:45.
Gotcha.
So that we can get you ready for the Brewers Fest. All right, you're going to take the lead because this is your gig, buddy. He's even wearing his official hat.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll do our sports segment. Hey, weekend sports. You kidding? Lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Brewers Fest talk, weather talk later next hour, and then we'll have some open line time in the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why are you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Well, look at this. We have a Monday morning in play. Hello, Monday. It's Jeff and Scott with you. We will have some open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, but right now it is time for a check of sports. The Penn State football team picking up a couple of verbal commitments over the weekend. Offensive tackle Marlon Bright is a 6'6", 260-pound three-star prospect out of DePaul Catholic in Wayne, New Jersey, and four-star defensive end Tyson Harley stands at 6'4" tall, 225 pounds. He's an edge rusher from Gonzaga High School in Washington, D.C. That's our nation's capital, if you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The 2026 class for the Penn State football team currently ranks as 14th best in the nation, according to the 247 composite rankings. Two former Penn State lacrosse players have been named to the All-Star rosters, both on the East squad for the Premier Lacrosse League. TJ Malone and Matt Traynor will both represent Team East. Traynor, the only rookie selected as a starter. Good stuff. Malone is currently injured. Malone has played in five games for the Maryland Whipsnakes and has 13 goals and 8 assists this season. It is his second year in the league. He was named Rookie of the Year last year. Traynor may be on his way to Rookie of the Year honors this season. He has had a standout campaign so far after he was taken sixth overall by the New York Atlas in the draft. He has 7 goals and 6 assists in 13 games. That's like about a point a game if you do the math there. I took some time and did that for you this morning.
Good man.
Had the calculator out, and yeah, that's what it worked
that's
out to.
Good.
State College's 12 and under Little League baseball team. The All-Stars defeating Belfont in a pitcher's duel Saturday. A 1-0 win for State College, and so State College secures the District 5 championship and advances to sectional play. Gabe Posniak had the only RBI of the game. He knocked in the only run with a single in the fifth inning. Well, the State College Spikes had themselves a game yesterday out in Trenton. A lot of walking. It was a lot like my 4K on Friday. A lot of walking.
A lot of walking.
For the Spikes in yesterday's game. State College extending its lead in the race for the MLB Draft League's first half title. They scored 12 runs in the eighth inning of yesterday's game.
Whoa. 12 runs
in the eighth inning.
And inning. Okay.
En route to an 18-0 victory. Ooh. Over the Thunder. The Spikes are now 14-10 and lead second place West Virginia by a full game with five games remaining before the first half schedule for the MLB Draft League teams wraps up. The Black Bears, who defeated Williamsport yesterday, do hold the head-to-head tiebreaker against State College, as they have won two of the three head-to-head meetings between the teams this season. State College extending what was a 4-0 lead with that 12-run eighth. They had 18 batters that went to the plate. That's like the entire rotation roughly twice.
Yeah.
And they got RBI singles from Harrison Didgwick and Ryan Rivera, and then a two-run single from Landon Johnson, and then they started walking. And they walked, and they walked. Well, they got hit. There were six walks and two hit batsmen.
Oh, my.
With the bases loaded.
Whoa.
That allowed the Spikes to just keep the revolving door going. The dozen runs in an inning broke the Spikes record, which previously was 10, which was done, interestingly, on July 4th of 2013 against the Batavia Muck Dogs. That game was at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The 18-run margin, also the largest for any game in franchise history. The Spikes drew a total of 20 walks in the game.
Whoa.
If you don't follow baseball closely, boys and girls, that is what we call a lot of walks.
Holy mackerel.
In one game. 20 walks. That breaks the franchise record and the MLB Draft League record of 17 that was set back on June 25th. After an off day today, the Spikes will enter the home stretch of the first half of the MLB Draft League schedule with a five-game homestand that will run Tuesday through Sunday. State College will take on the Frederick Keys Tuesday through Thursday. And the first game of that series will get underway at 6:35 tomorrow evening. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates made some more history over the weekend. Remember that homestand? Oh, those six glorious, fun
won
games.
All those games.
Offense was humming.
Great.
The starting pitching continued to roll. Man, it was just good times. Well, the starting pitching has continued to impress, but the bats have gone completely silent. The Pirates actually have become the first team in Major League history to sweep a series with three shutouts. They swept the St. Louis Cardinals, three games at PNC Park, and then in the following series get shut out in three straight games. The Buccos did not score a run in Seattle over the weekend. The Mariners finishing off the sweep of the Bucks with a 1-0 victory yesterday. Paul Skeens recorded 10 strikeouts in 5 innings of shutout ball on the day after he learned that he would again be pitching in the All-Star game. Now the question is, will he be the starter in the All-Star game? Randy Arozarena hit the solo home run off of Carmen Majinski in the 6th inning for the only run of the game, as Seattle picked up back-to-back 1-0 victories in the final two games of the series. Skeens, again, a very deserving All-Star selection, but amazingly, he has just one win in his last 13 starts. That is despite posting a 1.72 earned run average. That is incredible that a team could be so bad that they can't give more than a win in 13 starts with a pitcher with a 1.72 ERA. Mm. The Bucks will open a series against the Royals in Kansas City tonight. First pitch will be at 7:40 with airtime at 7:15 on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Hey, that's this station.
Yeah.
Oh,
how about
look at that.
That's us.
Phillies pitcher Zach Wheeler will join Phillies slugger Kyle Schwarber on the National League All-Star roster. Interestingly, and a little surprisingly, they are the only two Phillies on the All-Star team this year. Philadelphia winning its series over the Reds with a 3-1 victory in the finale yesterday. Wheeler looked like an All-Star yesterday. He faced 28 batters in his 9 innings of work. If you're not familiar with baseball, the minimum you could face would be 27. So he was one out away from a perfect game. Wheeler leading the way for Philadelphia. He becomes the first pitcher in at least 125 years for the Phillies to have at least 12 strikeouts, 0 walks, and 1 or fewer hits in a game. That is crazy good. He went the distance again, facing 28 batters. Austin Hayes hit a solo home run in the 5th to account for the only run, the only hit, and the only base runner of the game for Cincinnati. The Phillies got a 2-run homer from Bryson Stott in the 8th for the winning margin. The All-Star Schwarber had an RBI double in the 5th. Phillies are a game and a half up on the Mets in the National League East. The Phillies are at the Giants tonight with first pitch at 9:45. I don't know why those games always seem to start so much later on the West Coast. It's just weird. For 23 minutes at NRG Stadium last night, it looked like the U.S. men's soccer team was going to do it. But then they remembered, much like the Pirates remembered, hey, we're not supposed to be hitting like we did in that homestand. U.S. men's soccer remembered, hey, we're not supposed to win major tournaments, and so they ceded to Mexico 2-1. There was a lot of drama. Edson Alvarez scored in the 77th minute, and there was a dramatic review of said goal. The goal stood. Mexico wins it 2-1. U.S. did have a couple of chances down the stretch, but unable to capitalize, and so the CONCACAF.
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 Whatever.
Title goes to Mexico in the Gold Cup final. And the U.S., once again, disappointing in soccer. I know, it's a shock. Meanwhile, American pride restored at Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
Here we go.
As Joey Chestnut consumed not one, not two, not three.
We don't have time.
All right, 70.5 hot dogs is what he consumed to win the title after he missed last year's event with the whole dispute. This year, he gets back in there. Not a record. 76 still the record held by Chestnut, of course, in 2021. So he falls short of the 76 record, but still pretty darn impressive. Patrick Bertoletti, who won the title in Chestnut's absence last year, was second, but he was a distant second, finishing 46.5 hot dogs. Ooh. And buns. Miki Sudo was the winner on the women's side, consuming 33 hot dogs and buns in a mere 10 minutes.
Folks, there is, if you don't know this, there is a competitive eating league.
Well, yeah.
All right.
You got to have a league.
And it's not just hot dogs. They eat other stuff.
Chicken wings.
Chicken, I don't know, pies.
Ribs.
Stuff.
Eggs.
Competitive eating league.
Hard-boiled eggs, let the record show.
Just, and again, you got to see some of these folks. Joey Chestnut's not a big guy. All right, you would think, oh, this is a really big person. He's not a big guy.
No.
All right, and it's like, where does the food go? Where does the food go when he eats it? Where does the food go later? And it's like, where does the food go? Holy smokes, that's insane. All right, let's go backwards, because I'm a soccer guy, all right? U.S. men's soccer, most of their top players weren't even there. All right, they just like they're, you know, Christian Pulisic, he wasn't there. He's the top American player. Several other players either weren't there or are hurt. So they were playing in a sense, I want to say with half a team, but that was not their World Cup team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, remember the U.S., Canada, and Mexico host the Men's World Cup next year. they'll have all their top players. Now, will that make a difference? Probably not.
No, it will not.
Now, the U.S. women, they're phenomenal. Every year, they're phenomenal. World Cup, Olympics, the whole nine yards, they're great. U.S. men, we're still waiting. We're still waiting. Ugh. Anyway. All right, Mr. Baseball Statistics.
Yeah.
All right, so Zach Wheeler throws an amazing game yesterday.
Incredible.
I would like to know, and it's out there somewhere, how many complete games have there been across all of Major League Baseball this year? I mean, the starter goes the full nine innings.
Yeah.
That number, is it single digits, I wonder? I wonder if it's a single-digit number. Now, those of us old enough to remember, we remember, you know, guys throwing complete games. No, not perfect games, okay, or near perfect games, but they would go, you know, if they were fine, they were healthy, everything was cool, they'd go nine innings. Today, it's like you get to the fifth inning, bullpen, 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 and it's just common now. So I'm going to have to look it up. How many complete games have been tossed?
Looks like Wheeler's complete game yesterday was the 12th in Major League Baseball.
12.
So far this season.
And we're into July,
yeah.
And there's only been 12. You want to...
trying to see if I can get a...
take it easy with guys. All right, I get it, but 12? That's it? 12?
That is what a source says here. I'm trying to see if I can confirm that. But.
Of course, you missed my Orioles, all right? My Orioles got out the broom. They were down in Atlanta. They swept the Braves. All right, final score yesterday was 2-1. Jackson Holliday, I think, is starting to... he's starting to catch on. He was a hot phenom last year. Didn't do that great. Kind of went up and down between the minors and the majors and so on. Jackson Holliday, 4-for-4 yesterday, and the Orioles only scored 2 runs, and he did it because Holliday hit a 2-run homer. So there we go. Way to go, Jackson. My thought, my hope was that, again, the Orioles had a miserable April and May, just miserable. They were terrible. The pitching especially was just abysmal. I was hoping that maybe the Orioles could get back to 500. I mean, I was dreaming by the All-Star break. Well, the All-Star break's next week. They're still 9 games below. So unless they go an incredible hot streak for the next or this week, like this week, they're still not going to make it. But still, and compared to where they were a month and a half ago, they're doing a lot better. So I don't know if there's any fellow Orioles fans out there, but they're coming along.
All right. There's another story here. It says there's been 20 complete games in the majors. This is from the Phillies. Let's see. That's the Associated Press. Phillies game story says that there have been 20 complete games
so it's in either 12
Major
or 20.
League Baseball this season. So... but yeah, I'm going to go with that.
20?
With the AP,
right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 20. I mean, we're into July.
Yeah. No, it's nothing.
Managers, pull the plug.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, 5 innings, okay, you're done. And then they go to the bullpen. Boom, 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 boom. I know, I miss the old days. All right, I'm an Orioles fan. Jim Palmer would pitch complete games. All right, Dave McNally would pitch complete games. All right, those guys. I don't know, Steve Stone, now that's like 1980, would pitch complete games. They just don't do that anymore. And it's primarily by choice. Go to the bullpen, go to the bullpen. Now, Zach Wheeler had something going. I mean, he was shooting for a perfect game. He gave up only 1 hit. Unfortunately, yeah, it was a home run. So you let that guy go. But there was, what was it? There was a situation, a couple of weeks ago where another guy, not the Phillies or Pirates, I can't remember the team now. I mean, he was really good. He gets pulled in like the 7th or 8th inning. And the guy's like, wait a minute, I don't know if the pitcher, I can't remember who it was. I'd have to look it up. I don't know if he was angry that his manager pulled him after like 7 innings. Like, wait a minute, I'm still going. I'm going good. He got pulled. I'm sorry. I prefer the old-fashioned game. Let the guy, unless the guy's like hurting or something, let him go. Let him go. Anyway, I'm old. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Again, we got a lot of stuff. We got some open line time later. We're going to talk some weather later next hour. But when we come back, my buddy the Ironhead is going to be giddy.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest is coming.
Let's do it.
We're going to find out more about that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It is a Monday morning that we have in play here. It's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Battle and Buckos back at it tonight at Kansas City. We'll have live coverage starting at 7:15 here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, we'll have some open phone time coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, Boy, lots to talk about on the weather front. Some of it very unfortunate, but we will talk about it all with Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, coming up in the final segment this morning at about 9:40. But we're delighted to be joined by John Schaefer in studio. Been a while, my friend. Good to see you.
Yeah, about a year. Good to see you.
Yes, I was going to say it's usually about this time of the year.
Yeah, over a year.
Anti-Fragile Brewing, and of course we have the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest coming up here later this month. Let's start. We usually just ask, and you have a pretty diverse background, so just give us a little bit of your background, and then how you got involved here with the Hoppy Valley Brewers.
Oh, geez, I've been all over the place.
you have been all.
I've done high-res construction management. I started an online radio show with Jeff's partner and another show here. Yep. I went to law school, got an MBA, work in private wealth, have my own law practice, and have a brewery downtown.
What are you, like 82 years old or something? You've done all these things?
No, heck? I get bored really easily.
Pretty good looking for 82, isn't he?
Holy fright.
Before we get to the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest, how did you get involved in brewing? And tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, I guess there's a tie into sports. I've always been into craft beer. I've always been into sports. My college roommate from Penn State works for NFL Network, and she gave me a free ticket to the Super Bowl in San Francisco. I was inspired to start making kombucha in my basement. That turned into a company. It was like one of those video gamer kids that would never leave the basement and couldn't afford to pay rent. But I met the right brewer. We sponsored his and his family's green cards from Brazil to come here. He is a very talented brewer. And I decided to make a go at the brewing, in the beer brewing industry as well.
How tough is that industry now? Because it is... I love the craft brews myself, and I love going to the different places and seeing the different setups. And one of the things we'll talk about with Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest that I love about it is talking to the brewers and the folks that are involved and hearing the wide variety of stories of why these folks and how they ended up in the brewing industry. Talk just a little bit about the, I guess, again, a little bit more about your company, but what you're seeing right now in the industry as a whole.
Yeah, so it's no secret that it's been hard for craft breweries. There's been oversaturation. Economically, Main Street's been getting battered with inflation, so there's less people spending on beer. Back in 2017, 2018, 2019, people were waiting in line for beer. During COVID, people were lining up in cars for beer. That's all kind of changed. There's so much craft beer available that it's forced a lot into distribution that invested heavily. It's a shame to see breweries going out. I'll see people that I've met going out. It's never fun, but it's probably healthy for the industry as a whole.
But there is still a market there, clearly. And I mean, I don't think it's going to go away entirely. As you said, it clearly is shrinking at the moment.
Yep. And there's some breweries that can get by on just beer. We're finding that beer is a great complement and a driver for other things. We do cheesesteaks down at the brewery. Yep. That's been great. They complement one another really well, and they work together. We're in the process of expanding into a larger capacity brewery. So part of what we're seeing with people failing is I was able to get equipment, really good equipment, really cheap at auction. So we're not overcapitalizing to expand like some people did back in 2017, 2018, when everybody was making money and everybody was selling everything they could put out.
Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest, and then let's talk about the event itself and what's on tap.
Yeah, so I had this idea, crazy idea, that it would be great to put a beer fest on the field at Beaver Stadium, and somehow last year Athletics bought into it, and we put on a great fest. Everybody I talked to had a really good time. The Brewers especially had a great time. one of the things that we require is the brewer's ownership, brewery personnel show up so that, one, for the other brewers, it's a great networking event, but for the public, they're talking to the people making the beer, making the decisions behind the beer. It's not a distributor rep. It's not a volunteer like you see at a lot of beer festivals. So I had this idea, and Athletics kind of pointed me towards the Adventure Bureau and the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance, who have been great partners. You know, we couldn't do it on our own. They have the staffing infrastructure, network that allows this thing to work. I have the network of breweries that I can go to, and I think having a brewer involved kind of changes the dynamic of a festival too.
For sure. About how many brewers are involved this year, and then let's get into the details of how people can go about purchasing tickets.
Yeah, I think we're somewhere around 73 breweries right now. We are accepting a few more throughout the week, and then we'll kind of cut the deadline. So unlike last year, we can expand how much space we're using.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to have a larger festival. In terms of, let's see, we'll have, right now about 73 breweries.
And this year, obviously with the work being done at Beaver Stadium, not going to be on the field there, but across the street next to the Spike Stadium and the lot there.
No, and it's funny because I'm a driver and we have these meetings and I'm like, you're not touching the field. Why can't we do it on the field? And then I drove past it the other week and there's equipment and, you know, construction materials all in the concourse. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why we couldn't
get it.
So as opposed to just letting it go, we put it in the Porter North parking lot, which is behind the suites. It's adjacent to the baseball stadium, so we will have the baseball ball concourse open in Medler Field for concessions and bathrooms and shade if you want to take a break. But you know, the parking lot gives us more space. It makes it more open. We're gonna have live music there, so it should be a really good time.
When is it? Date, times, and how can people get tickets?
Yeah, people can buy tickets at HoppyValleyBrewersFest.com. It is July 19th. The VIP hour starts at 3. The general admission hour starts at 4 and runs, and they both run until 8. We have Donnie Burns in the Third Degree playing. We have Ted and the Hi-Fis playing. They're both local bands. And then we have a Nashville artist named Channing Wilson that's bringing his band up.
Fantastic.
He played as one of the songwriters last year. He co-wrote She Got the Best of Me with my buddy and Luke Combs. He has his own album. He's been touring with Riley Green, Steve Earle. He's made his Grand Ole Opry debut. He will also be on a show in the fall after Sunday Night Football called The Road with Keith Urban and Blake Shelton, and there's one other person I'm missing. He's one of 12 contestants, and having listened to him and his band, I was on stage down at Barefoot Festival a couple years ago. I think he'll do really well on that show.
Very cool. And talk a little bit about that VIP hour, cost difference, and what you get if you're interested.
Yeah, so we do have a DD ticket as well. I think it's $20. So if you're not planning on drinking and you want to go, if you don't like beer, which...
What?
Yeah, I don't understand that, but some people don't.
I guess it could happen.
You know, some people can't drink it either. They have celiac.
Yes.
But you can get in for $20. For $65, the GA... And then for $95 is the VIP ticket, and that gets you the extra hour. So it gives you the opportunity to have less of a crowd, talk to the brewers, maybe get access to something that may be sold out by that or poured out by that point.
Okay.
Now let's mention this is Hoppy Valley, HOPPY. Not Happy Valley.
That's right.
Somebody going to do a search, and they're going to put the wrong thing, and it won't come up.
Well.
All right.
And there's going to be a lot of hoppy beers. The lagers are making a comeback, but the hazy IPAs are still the king.
How many brewers?
73, I think we have right now.
Holy.
So it's a lot of breweries, and yeah. Most will bring three or four beers. You can, I mean, I don't want to say unlimited, but you're limited by your, you know, sobriety. But you can have unlimited 4-ounce samples at the festival. So it's a good opportunity to try a variety of styles, a variety of breweries.
Yeah, look at the smile on this guy's
face. But the thing that's neat about it, so, you know, I certainly have some favorites, and I know at least a few of the favorites are going to be there. But it is an opportunity to, I never even heard of this place. And it's, this is quite delicious. And again, as you talk to the brewers and just learn a little bit about their philosophies, again, the background stories to me are just as fascinating as anything that you're going to learn about or find out about at the event. But it is a neat opportunity. Yeah, you're going to find some of your favorites if you're a craft beer drinker. But you're going to also, again, with 73 there, very likely stumble into one or two that, I was not aware of this. And, yeah, it turns out this is pretty darn tasty as well, which is kind of the neat thing about this this festival. It gives you the opportunity to take in what you already know you like, but also, yeah, let's give some of these other ones a try.
Absolutely, and a lot of the brewers will brew special beers for this festival, so it might be a one-off beer that they're doing for it. I know last year there was a lot of collaboration. We got out on the road and collaborated a lot. We're just going through the expansion right now. We're way too busy to be running around collabing with other breweries. But it's not just a local beer festival. You know, we have those through the Central Pennsylvania Tasting Trail. We just had one in Bellefonte. We just had a small one in downtown State College. But we're bringing breweries from all around the state and even a few out of state. I know we have one from Albany in New York and another one from Rhode Island. At a minimum, I might be missing a couple.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. And we talk about this with different guests that we have. There is the wrestling community, and it's just a unique community in the sports world. One of the things that I think is neat in talking to different brewers, you really get the sense of this, is even though, and you touched on it, it's like you don't want to see these other breweries going out. It's like, well, why wouldn't you? You're a competitor. But there is a culture there, and yeah, I mean, you want customers coming to yours, but it's not like you don't want them to ever go to anywhere else. There's a really unique culture there and an appreciation, I think, within the community for one another. And again, there's so many amazingly different background stories of the brewers and how and why they got into the business.
Sure. You know, I think, one, we help one another out. I'd love to have a wrestling community and following, though, with craft beer. It seems like the Penn State wrestling's on the up, and the craft beer following's kind of petering out a little bit. But I've gotten to make some personal friends through this, too, that live in Philly, live in Pittsburgh. And we'll touch base and kind of see how things are going. And you know, locally, I'll visit the other breweries, and they'll come in and visit us. But it's always good, you know, somebody needs a hand. Most brewer, not every brewer, but a lot of them are there to help out.
Yeah.
I think the big thing that a lot of people focus on is this is a David and Goliath type thing. It's craft beer fighting the macro for market share. And even now, it's craft beer fighting the high noons, you know, the ready-to-drink cocktails that you're seeing in the grocery stores.
Yep.
That's definitely had an impact. I think people drinking less has also had an impact. We see our alcohol sales decline, not a ton, but, you know, people are focused on being a little healthier, and that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Two quick questions and we're done. Does somebody have to get a ticket in advance, or can they just show up on the 19th?
They can just show up. It's really helpful to buy in advance, like the week before. We have the weather forecast starting to show early next week, and it's looking sunny. I called it last year. We're going to have a sunny day. It's going to be like 75, low humidity, sunshine, light breeze, you know. It's really helpful for us if we have a lot of the tickets sold a week prior. That way we can let the brewers know, you know, within a reasonable guess,
yeah,
how many kegs to bring.
All right. Now, folks, this week is the week prior. Hello?
Yeah, we're less than 2 weeks out.
Now, once again, what's that website address?
HoppyValleyBrewersFest.com.
All right.
You can buy tickets there.
So, folks, go there. And, John, my last question is, a lot of craft brewers, they have, like, creative names for their breweries, okay?
Yep.
Not was it last year, 2 years ago, over in Lewisburg, there's a place called Jackass Brewing, and I went there once, and I'm thinking, do I really want to drink this beer? I don't know. I've wondered, anti-fragile means what? What does that mean?
So we're a little more heady than some other brewery names. It's based on a book by Nassim Taleb, and it's all about how things gain from disorder, from volatility, from stress. So from your body healing itself through stressors, or building muscle through stressors, to being in a position to buy something when the market goes sour. Where you not just withstand volatility, but you thrive in it. And for me, that was probably the hardest book I've ever read, and one of the best in terms of changing the way that I look at the world and make decisions. But we came out of COVID. We were planning on doing something bigger before. We kind of hit the brakes, and then coming out of COVID, we went really small. We're a one-barrel system, so we get 31 gallons per batch, and that's before we condition it and lose some. So we need to grow, but we wanted to build proof of concept at low risk and have asymmetrical returns, maybe not cash wise, but build a brand and position ourselves to then put more at risk.
Last question from me with the brewers. Most are bringing how many different beers, like, in a particular brewery?
Yeah, so we'll probably bring, I don't know, probably six different beers, but pour four different beers at a time. I'd say most breweries will bring around three to four different beers to it. For us, you know, we can't really afford to throw, you know, two sixtels at something.
Right. And again, give us the details on the when and where one more time.
Yep. VIP hour starts at 3 p.m. on July 19th. The GA session starts at 4 p.m. on July 19th. The fest runs till 8 p.m. It's in Porter North Lot, which is just north of Medler Field, where the Spikes play, and behind the suites of Beaver Stadium.
Looking forward to it. Appreciate the time, and we will see you on the 19th, my man.
Thanks for having me on. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have some open line time. Again, we're going to talk weather with Joe Bastardi later this hour. What the heck happened in Texas? Holy smokes. Ugh. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Panth.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-On, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox College.
Let's talk here on a Monday. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open and available for your use for the next couple of segments. 814-954-7266. If you want to weigh in on anything that occurred over the weekend, anything coming up. Again, our thanks to John Schaefer coming in. We are, roughly 11 days, 10 hours, 48 minutes, and 22 seconds from the start of the Hoppy Valley Brewers. Fest.
He can't wait.
Huh? Was that the?
He's got the official hat on and everything.
Right around there.
He can't wait.
Coming now, up on July 19th.
Yeah, this is next Saturday.
Yes.
Obviously, this is Arts Fest week, so that kind of takes over, if you will. Either downtown State College or Grange Fairgrounds for the People's Choice. Thursday to Sunday. Although, once again, the Downtown Festival has Kids Day. That is on Wednesday.
Hello, kids.
So they officially get started on Wednesday for kiddie stuff and so on. Thursday to Sunday, again, is going to be a busy, busy, busy weekend of fun activities. I'll be honest, I'm not very artsy. Artsy's not my thing.
Huh.
All right. But there's lots of stuff.
I'm known for my artistic expertise.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, well, Rena.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's also, I don't know if this is a coincidence, and it's interesting how things develop. All right. If you're an Amazon person, you know what this week is, right? Prime Day, except now it's Prime Days.
Prime Time.
Isn't this crazy? This started as a day. I don't know how many years ago. It started as a day. Then it became 2 days. Now it's 4 days. All right? So you compulsive, I shouldn't say that, compulsive shoppers.
Oh, boy.
No, competitive shoppers. That's the word I want.
Ah.
That's the one I want. You competitive shoppers out there. This gig is tomorrow through Friday. And it's interesting, all right, how other parts of the economy adapt. Walmart's doing something this week. I think Target is doing something this week. There's a bunch of these big retailers that are doing something this week.
Kmart does not seem to be doing anything this week.
And Sears.
My understanding.
Yeah, Kmart and Sears, they're kind of...
Yeah, they're out.
They're kind of out of the game.
They're not
now,
participating.
All right, holy smokes. So if you're a competitive shopper, this is your week. All right, so that, again, that starts, what, tomorrow? In some cases, maybe it starts today. I can't say that I'm a competitive shopper. Sorry. Not my gig. So there we go.
Well, today is also my kind of day. It is National Dive Bar Day.
What?
Go hit your favorite dive bar.
Dive bar.
Yes.
Okay.
Today is also National Koi Day. So go celebrate the koi fish. And then it's National Day of Rock and Roll. And then... if you're planning your meal for tonight, it is National Macaroni Day.
Oh.
And very importantly, this is National Strawberry Sundae Day. If you want to bring a strawberry sundae to the studio and
hurry
celebrate
up
with your favorite radio hosts, you know, why LeVar Arrington would be here, I don't know. But, you could just, you know, enjoy it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning. But it is National Strawberry Sundae Day.
So when you get to our studio, just knock real loud on the door.
Yes, I will come running.
We will come right over.
Now, normally we try to avoid dead air. I'm happy to have a little dead air.
Oh, I'll talk
if it is for a strawberry sundae.
I'll cover while you get your sundae.
And I'm not going to give it away, but I'm looking forward to tomorrow, too. And we'll tell you about tomorrow when tomorrow gets here, which my understanding will be, you know, about a day from now.
Oh, okay. Now, you missed one, though.
Oh.
All right. Now, you said national this, national that.
That's right. I did say all that.
This is also Happy World Chocolate Day.
Well, now there's something worth
celebrating. There we go. This is a worldwide event, according to somebody. So, yes, while you're bringing the strawberry ice cream, whatever thing, bring some chocolate along with you. All right. Sweet 200, just knock real loud on our door. We'll come get it.
It is also National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day.
Oh, I'm going to do that next week.
All right.
I'm going to do that next week.
That sounds fair enough.
Okay.
Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I don't quite understand this. Chocolate, strawberries, and fish?
Yeah, what was the fish one?
Well,
what was
that was National Koi Day.
Koi?
Yeah.
Koi.
Okay.
See, I was thinking you were being coy with me, but you were actually saying fish, and I'm thinking, boy, those three things don't go together real well.
You know, we could have a National Koi COY Day. I would be on board for that as well.
I would absolutely not be surprised at all if that was your actual meaning.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, Jeff, this is your big chance. Got any wrestling updates, and I'll let you guys go.
Good here we go.
To you and have a good week.
That sounds good. Yep, you have a great week as well. I don't think I really do have any new updates or new information to pass
along. So it's not like football when there seems to be a new verbal commitment like every other day.
Well, I don't know. There were a couple of weeks there where we had plenty of wrestling news. Not sure it was quite what folks had in mind, but yeah, I don't think anything over the weekend, at least not that I'm aware of.
All right, let's talk about that a little bit, because that was the week you were on vacation.
Yep.
So I'm here flying solo, and the Bo Bassett story hits at the beginning of that week that he's backing off his commitment to Iowa. And I remember telling listeners, hey, this is not my gig. This is very interesting, and there's scuttlebutt, and there's stuff on social media, blah, 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 blah. Okay. What happened? I mean, I heard multiple versions that Tom Brands is in trouble or what the heck's going on with Iowa and the kid couldn't make up his mind. The father got too involved and that messed everything up. I mean, I'm hearing different versions from all directions.
I'm hearing the same stuff.
Say,
I will say,
which one's legit?
So As with just about anything out there, the difficulty is there's, that there internet has a lot of information on it. Some of which is really, really good. Some of which is complete BS and trying to ascertain in some case, sometimes it's pretty obvious. Well, that's BS. Well, that's pretty legit. When it comes to this stuff, I don't know that people throw out all kinds of, figures when it comes to, money, being involved. And I always wonder about some of those figures. The Bassett case is just, it's interesting to me in that if you are going to go through the process that he did, where, he started on social media, he's like, all right, here's all of the D1 programs. They're all involved in my recruitment. And then he would, wean off so many here. Then another week, it's like, all right, these ones are gone. Now, and so it was supposedly, he's presenting as, man, as he's starting to get toward the end, I'm really thinking this through. And he seemed, he makes the announcement, I'm going to Iowa. This was a lifelong dream. This just felt like the right fit. He's religiously grounded, felt like God was telling him. And then, not very long afterward, forget everything I said. You're well within your rights, and man, if I was having to make, decisions that felt like they were going to impact the rest of my life, could I have made some better choices at 17 or 18? Sure. So the whole drama around Iowa right now, and listen, there's drama going on around Penn State right now. I think inside those programs are where you find the truth, and I think both those programs, as most are pretty well guarded, but they feel like they have an idea on who they are, what they want to do, and where they're headed in the future. I've read a couple of different things. The Iowa program is falling apart. I would hold off on. Let's see how all of this stuff plays out. We'll see how many of the rumors that are being out there actually get confirmed at some point. As far as probably the most asked question I've had since I got back from vacation, is Bassett coming here? Do you think he's going to Oklahoma State? Do you think, where would he fit? I don't know. I'm not sure Bo Bassett knows at this point, so there's no way I'm going to know. There's a lot of things that these kids and their families now have to take into account, and money is part of it. And if it's comparable money, that's one thing. All right, well, this is a better fit, but we just had that. There are some obscene amounts of money, more in football and basketball right now, that are being thrown out to kids who have not done anything collegiately. Now, this happens all the time in pros. Somebody sighs like, well, yeah, we think he's going to be great as a pro. And then lo and behold, well, nope, that didn't work out so well. Well, they make the millions. I'm reading stuff. It's like, well, how can these schools – what if this kid doesn't pan out? How are you going to? Well, they're going to feel the same way these pro teams do when they take a number one draft pick, and he doesn't pan out to be a number one draft pick worthy player or anything close to it in some cases. That's welcome to the world of sports. I don't have any inside info on Bassett or what his decision will be, or exactly what happened there with Iowa. I'm reading all the same stuff that everybody else is, and I don't know. And at the end of the day, I guess where I differ from I don't really care. but he can make the decision. I wish, and James Franklin has talked about this. This is just across the board. I wish you just would not make an announcement until you are as close to 100% certain as, you know, and maybe Bassett felt at the time that he was, and then as it's moved down the tracks here, whatever happened and he got uncomfortable or didn't like the situation or whatever, I understand it. I just, when you're going to make it as public of a display as Bassett did, and again, I'm not necessarily being critical of the kid here, I do think it leaves a bad impression on others. Now, at the end of the day, again, you need to be true to yourself. I'm not saying you need to be making your life decisions based on others' reactions. But, man, just, like, really take your time, do your homework, and make sure you're comfortable with the place. Now, in today's world, I think that is happening less and less frequently, and even where it does happen, maybe somebody else comes by with life-changing money or, and there's, again, all kinds of circumstances that can change with coaching situations, just with, you know, there's a lot of upheaval in the college world. Forget athletics, just in the world of college right now. Maybe a program that you're wanting to study academically, that's getting yanked or it's getting changed dramatically at your school. I mean, there's all kinds of things I understand that can factor into this. And it's an ever-evolving world. And I am very worried about how this shakes out in terms of scholarship opportunities for non-football and basketball players, men and women. I don't see how this ends well in terms of the opportunities that are available for high school athletes pursuing sports other than football and basketball. Really hope I'm wrong about it. I think in fairly short order, we're going to see those opportunities decrease pretty dramatically.
Now, this young man, he's a kid. All right? He's going to be a high school senior down at Bishop McCourt in Johnstown. All right. I read something that he wanted to work out with the Iowa Wrestling Club and wasn't allowed to, and that ticked people off, allegedly. Is that, first off, is that accurate? And second, is that unusual?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't allow that or even want that if you're the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't allow those workout opportunities, but I don't know. And again, in this ever evolving world where money factors into everything, always has. I mean, I understand that, but even more so now. Maybe there's some reasons behind that. I would have thought that all of that would have been worked out, known one way or the other before you come out with the big public pronouncement. But again, as you said, he's young. Maybe he just assumed something that wasn't there, and then became disgruntled about it. Who knows? Hopefully, however it turns out, well for him, and he makes a decision on and finds a place that he feels at home. And that goes for any high school kid. You know, folks get all bent out of shape. I can't believe this kid didn't choose Penn State. Why would you go here? Well, there's all kinds of reasons. And you don't need to know about it at the end of the day. You know, be happy when the kid chooses your school. And when a kid chooses somewhere else, wish them good luck. It's okay. There's a bunch of really good coaches, really good programs, really good colleges out there. We love Penn State here. We know all of the positives that Penn State brings, but you can get a great experience at a lot of schools, a lot of great coaches, a lot of great cultures, all of that. I don't know. It always worries me when I see adults, so-called adults, getting all bent out of shape one way or another with a 17- or 18-year-old's decision. Man, relax. Like, take a step back, a little perspective. Again, I'm looking at it more from the, because I know how folks are. I just hope that, and this goes for any kid, I just really take your time, know all of the different things as much as you can, before making the decision. And when you publicly announce the decision, again, try to make sure you have your ducks in a row and that's the decision that you feel confident, with. But again, we're in an ever-changing world, so having said all of that, I understand. All right, well, yeah, I thought I knew all of this, and now this has changed, and that's changing my at least perceived experience or perceived opportunity here, and now I want to maybe change it up.
One of our favorite lines on the show, it's interesting what makes a controversy.
Well, that's right? True.
Here's another instance. It's just like, what? A couple of weeks ago, some folks really wound up over this. So, okay, let's chill out. Let's see what happens. Right now, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll have one more brief open line segment. Again, we're going to talk weather with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, in just a bit. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-On, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Monday morning. That is one Ozzy Osbourne bringing us back in. The Prince of Darkness, he performed for the final time over the weekend in front of over 45,000 in Birmingham, England, as Ozzy Osbourne is calling it a career. The 76-year-old publicly revealing a Parkinson's diagnosis back in 2020, and so his final live performance with Black Sabbath coming over the weekend. Spent a lot of the show on a large throne that, of course, was adorned with a bat and skulls, as, as you would expect at this point from Ozzy, who, of course, for some is probably still most famous or infamous for once biting the head off of a bat during a performance. Osbourne claims he thought the bat was a fake.
Fake,
but it was actually not.
Real bat, yeah.
And, anyways. the Prince of Darkness calling it a career. It has been quite the career between the music and then the reality TV show and all of the different elements of Ozzy Osbourne's life. It is... it has been quite a life, I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, his final live performance over the weekend.
All right, we have just a few minutes, and we're going to take a break, and we'll talk with our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Not only our weather this week for Arts Fest week.
Yeah.
Again, what the heck happened in Texas a few days ago? And Joe's very familiar with Texas, so I'll be curious to see, because there's accusations, of course, flying in all directions about what the heck happened, why did it happen, who did it, this was a storm, who did it, okay, all this stuff. I don't know, there's some member of Congress introducing a bill, no more cloud seeding, so we have artificial rain. I'm thinking, where did this come from? All right, just people just making wild claims. So we're going to save the weather for just a few minutes when we talk to Joe. Tomorrow we have an open line program, wide open tomorrow. The big, beautiful bill. Obviously, we have thoughts on a lot of this stuff. Again, Wednesday, Stephen Caruso from Spotlight PA covers state government is going to join us, so we got the state covered. Thursday, local Congressman Glenn Thompson is going to join us in studio, talk about the big, beautiful bill, what's accurate, maybe what's not, what's the plan, what happens, you know, a year from now, you know, all that stuff. That's Thursday. And then Friday, County Commissioner Mark Higgins is going to join us, talk about local county issues. So we got local, state, federal, all covered. I'd love to say that I did that on purpose. It just sort of happened, like, boing! I'm like, okay.
Ta-da!
It's political week, or it will be political week. All right, so there we go. Do you want to join the America Party? All right? You don't like Republicans anymore. You don't like Democrats anymore. You don't want to be independent. So you're going to join Elon Musk's new America Party. Okay? He announced that over the weekend. Now, he does this poll. He owns X or Twitter, and he does a poll on his own outlet. Not scientific, if you will. And like over a million people voted, and it was 2-1, yes, make a new party. And so then Musk comes out, you shall have it, he says.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the guy's got lots of money. I don't know if he has lots of money to make a political party. Okay, yeah. That might be a bit much. I don't care how rich the dude is. But let's see where he goes with this. Of course, the big, beautiful bill is not going to have any support for EV vehicles. What does Musk do for a living? Well, part of his living is he makes EV vehicles. So he's not pleased. Folks, it's interesting what makes a controversy. There's that line again.
Well, no doubt about that.
Crazy. All right, we've got to take a break.
Controversy in the weather world. We'll check in with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, right after this timeout.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday. It's a Monday that feels like a Monday. Hello, Monday morning.
Okay, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Last week was a mess, yeah.
Well, yeah. The whole, I will say that between the The holidays just always throw me off.
Yep.
And it just is a while. And then you add in the vacation, which is a wonderful thing, but I spent yesterday, my poor wife, I think we went over the schedule like five times with our kiddo and who's picking up and what we're doing and where we've got to get him to. It's like, all right, I think I have it. So I have everything written down. I got to put it into my little notes today, but I have a big sheet here with, all right, this is what has to be done Monday. This is what has to be on Tuesday. Cause I am so out of sorts with the schedule. Anyway, we are joined by Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. It's Arts Festival Week, so we certainly want to talk about local weather, but man, did we have tragic weather circumstances down in Texas. First of all, good morning, Mr. Bastardi. Thank you for the time today.
Well, good morning to you, Jeff, and Scott. I hope everything is well in this Arts Festival Week coming up. So let's hope the weather's nice.
Well, what can you tell us about this week? What's going to happen here?
Thursday looks like a wet day, showers and thunderstorms, and then maybe Sunday too, but you have 2 days where nothing's going on. And I would say that 75 to 90% of the time, the weather will not be rained, put it that way. So that's good. And a couple of days should be pretty darn good, in my opinion.
All in all, we'll take that. I'll take that.
Is there some place where it won't be raining, Joe? I guess.
Well, with State College the last 4 days, like I told you last week, we had a great 4th of July weekend.
Sure did.
So we might, without trying to be a wise guy, might as well. Is that how it is that you just forget about the biggest summer holiday weekend of the year being completely rain free in State College in a summer that has been notorious for rain?
Yeah.
And you know, that's that's what do you call it? You're just going like, well, what have you done for me lately?
Exactly.
Well, what we did was make it nice. Now look, we've got temperatures getting pretty close to 90 today, and a thunderstorm could pop up here and there. It's interesting in that the clouds you see out here are the outer bands of what's left of Tropical Storm Chantal, which hit Myrtle Beach. I like that name, Chantal. And it's the third named storm of the year. It should have been the first because they named two ham sandwiches, Andrea and Barry, that should have never been named, in my opinion, and would have never been named in previous years. But in any case, Chantal's the core of its rain is going off to the south of us. But there's enough moisture now getting into the air that with the heating of the day, you could get a thunderstorm today. Tomorrow, sort of a cloudier day and more showers around. Then we break away, it looks like, to Wednesday in the upper 80s, near 90 Thursday, but thunderstorms are possible Thursday. In fact, I think they're likely Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening, and then behind it, Friday and Saturday look like real good days around here. So for Arts Festival, you know, it's like when I used to be on the radio down at WLBR down in Lebanon, when the farm show rolled along, I'd say, well, there's a chance of some snow, and they go, yeah, typical farm show weather. I go, well, don't hold the farm show in the middle of January. if you don't want thunderstorms around for the arts festival, you should probably hold it later in the summer. And I would venture to say that if we took a snapshot or frequency of rain at the Grange Fair versus the arts festival has more, because you're more liable to have thunderstorms in July than you are in August. See that? So the Grange Fair, of course, is the other big event around here. And, of course, we have the People's Choice Festival, which occurs out at the Grange Fair. We also have my second favorite band, the Rocket Blasters, because I'm a Screaming Ducks fanatic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been a Screaming Duck, yeah. So, but the Rocket Blasters are playing at the Arts Festival. I think they're playing at Le Bar. Hey, let's bring Chantal to Le Bar Friday night. I always enjoy watching them. So, I love the Arts Festival. I do. I'm a big Arts Festival fan. I miss it. Bowlesburg now is no longer jammed up with traffic because they moved the People's Choice out there.
Yeah.
Out to. It's always good because you get so many different, great artists. You know, when I worked at AccuWeather, the graphics artists in the back all were artists, like not just for AccuWeather, but they drew a lot on their own and they tried to do that kind of thing. And I've always been amazed at people that could, do art because I can't.
Anyway. Right there with
you. Yeah, the three of us.
Know what you're saying.
There we go. All right, Joe, you have ties to Texas, which you've mentioned a bunch of times when you've joined us. Just sort of an open-ended question. What happened there a few days ago? I mean, you're seeing these news stories, and they're terrible. What happened?
Well, what happens is you have an area of Texas there. It's known as Flash Flood Alley that runs from near Del Rio up to around Dallas-Fort Worth. And that is the area where the elevations start rising. It's known as the Hill Country. And they have a lot of narrow rivers in there, a lot of streams in there. You know, there's over 250,000 rivers in the United States. And if you actually did the math, that means there should be a 1-in-100-year flood on about 2,500 of them every year, or 250 of them every year. You have 255,000 rivers in the country. And the streams and rivers, and the reason they call it gully washers in Texas is they have these dry riverbeds, and they will fill up with 6 feet of water in no time. Now, if you have an area of repeating thunderstorms, which we had, where you had the inflow focused in that area of the Hill Country, and that is notorious for nighttime thunderstorms in there. I can't tell you how many. We had the same thing happen in 87 in that area. In 78, we had what's left of Amelia went through there and dumped 48 inches of rain in Medina, Texas in 12 to 18 hours. So that area gets it, and the National Weather Service did an outstanding job. They were outlining that 2 days before, for one. For two, they put flash flood watches in 12 hours in advance. And see, the thing is that, you know, the camp and a lot of the things are built in floodplains. The reason why they're nice scenic camps is they're on the river. And, you know, these rivers can rise very, very quickly. I mean, we saw what happened in Johnstown in 77 here, right? The same thing, training thunderstorms, and you always see them, the worst of them, go off late at night. There's what we call diurnal maximum of thunderstorm activity very late at night. And they love to occur in areas where there's what we call upslope. In other words, you have warm tropical air. In the case of Johnstown, it was coming out of the southwest, rising up into the mountains, and a slow-moving upper air pattern with weak disturbance. It's just a weak upper disturbance comes over, and you focus it hour after hour after hour in one place, and they keep regenerating. So they had that happen. And the list of floods that have occurred in the Hill Country of Texas is I'm not going to say endless, but there's been 10 to 15 of them in the last 50 years. And if you've lived in Texas, it's feast or famine there. And what I'm looking at is, I had a tremendous bust in the Texas forecast for the summer. I thought it was going to be a hot, dry summer, and that heat and that the dryness is mainly up over the northern plains. It shifted northward. And a lot of this may be occurring because not the individual flood, but a lot of the things we're seeing occur now, like it's cooler and wetter in Mexico than it was supposed to be, and all across the southern United States, is the global temperature has dropped 6/10 of a degree Celsius in the last 7-8 months. It perfectly explains what went on with that temperature spike that Tonga and the Super Nino put a lot of water vapor in the air that changes radiative processes. It also, water vapor is a measure of energy, and it increases the energy in the atmosphere, so the atmosphere warms up, especially when you have more water vapor in the air. But cooling is more dangerous than warming. Now, why is that? That's because when you're warming it up gradually, what's going on is the atmosphere will adapt. If you suddenly cool the atmosphere, It's like a cattle prod to the atmosphere. Now, what could be causing that cooling? Well, we just had a record-breaking drop in sea surface temperatures in the main development region of the Atlantic. For those of you who follow me, you've been seeing me talk about this, that we're coming up to a testing period. The geothermal input into the oceans is decreasing, has dropped off markedly, and that began late last year, and the sea surface temperatures fall, and then the air temperature starts to fall. July, right now, July globally, is running over a half degree Celsius lower than last July and back down to the 30-year normal. Hmm. And what is really interesting is what's going on over the South Pole, because the Arctic winter and the Antarctic winters have been very warm relative to, I mean, they're always very cold, but, they're 4 or 5 degrees above normal. We're having one of the coldest winters on record at the South Pole. Now, you say, what does this have to do with a thunderstorm at the Arts Festival? It really doesn't. But I always like people to understand there is more going on. Like with these news headlines, first of all, the Weather Service did an outstanding job, in my opinion. Doge cuts had nothing to do with what happened. You're seeing that go on. The second thing is that they are blissfully ignorant or just outright lying about past events. And if you were a meteorologist and you know about this stuff, it's obvious that we are being force-fed information by either ignorant people or people purposefully lying. And right in our backyard in 1977, we saw a very similar situation. And if you can think about that happening in Johnstown, well, what about someplace close to the Gulf of Mexico, for goodness sakes, where you have 88-degree water temperatures that are capable of pumping a lot of moisture in there. So it's a sad situation as far as that goes. Now, I don't know if you have a flash flood watch in effect, like they had in effect. I don't know, why take the risk of you camping out right on the banks of a river that can rise that fast? And that's happened on the Guadalupe River several times. Man, I went through a thunderstorm there when I was down in Texas in that hill country. Garrett and I were chasing tornadoes, and we were coming back at night. I was like, what the heck is this? Right? They really do get amplified in that area. And any meteorologist that studied Texas weather knows what can happen in there. And the National Weather Service of San Angelo and San Antonio caught it, did a great job. And, I just wish people listened more.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, Joe, where I'm guessing, and I'm purely guessing here, but it's like, all right, well, flash flood watch, maybe they had one earlier this summer. Was the campers stayed there, they got a little wet. It is always best to err on the side of caution. I think what happens is you get, and it's just human nature. If you get those warnings or watches and then nothing really happens, they're like, all right, well, then that's going to be what it is the next time. And you forget, even as you said, it's not like you have to go back very far to see like really disastrous results here. You just need to take that stuff seriously.
Let's say it was 100 years ago and there was no campground there. You could have the same flooding. No one really knows about it. Right?
Well, that's
another thing. We have a population now, and infrastructure, and all this stuff that's now in the way of where the weather has always acted up.
I get
mad at is when the weather actually does what the weather's supposed to do, and there are people that weren't there 100 years ago, they're there now. Oh, it's glorious because it's just worse than ever.
Yes, I want to pick up on that discussion next week, Joe, because to listen to some of these networks, we're having more quote unquote severe weather than we ever have in the history of mankind.
No, we're not.
And it has to do with the populations. I want to get into that with you a little bit on next week's segment. We are just flat out of time for this week. Mr. Bastardi, what should we do with that there weather?
Well, I want to say something. We got severe weather possible and maybe flash flooding on Thursday afternoon. Pay attention to that. That's all part of the weather, and you should enjoy the weather because it is the only weather you've got.
And enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.